Genesis Christian Life Fellowship, a church committed to loving God, raising fruitful disciples, and advancing the kingdom. Enjoy this week's message.
We're going to talk about, do you treasure the fear of the Lord? Amen? Ask the person next to you, do you treasure the fear of the Lord? She said yes, excellent. And I pray that as a church, we will treasure the fear of the Lord. Father, I commit this meeting into your hands, and I pray for your anointing. I pray that, Lord, you would anoint my lips as I deliver your word to your people. I say, Lord, let your spirit have its way. Let your word not come back void, Father, Lord. I pray that by the time I finish with your people, they will be totally walking in your fear of the Lord. I pray that a spirit of the fear of the Lord will resonate in the lives of your people. I pray that, Lord, that they will be a people that walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. They shall be totally walking in the fear of the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
I've got another one for you. A minister filling in for a teacher of a young boy's class asked, what do you think Jesus was like? Doubtless, the pastor expected an answer. Like, he was a good man. He was a poet. He was a carpenter. He was like God. But no. One little fellow raised his hand and replied, I think Jesus was like my Sunday school teacher. Has anyone ever compared your demeanor and deeds to those of Jesus? Amen. That little boy saw their Sunday school teacher as their Jesus. Amen. When people look at you, what do they see? Do they see the Jesus in you? Ask the person next to you, do they see the Jesus in you? Amen. There has to be enough Jesus in you for somebody to say, to compare you to Jesus. Amen. And I believe that by the time I finish this message, people will see the Jesus in you. Amen. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6. And it says, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of your salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Amen. The fear of the Lord is the treasure of God. Jesus treasures the fear of the Lord. Amen. And the Bible says in the early church that the early church were a people or a church that were totally committed when it came to the fear of the Lord. Let's turn to Acts chapter 9, verse 31. It said, the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace and was strengthened, living in the fear of the Lord and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It increased in number. Amen? So one of the key secrets of church growth is what? Walking in the fear of the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? It's not the 7 principles of that, the 10 principles of that. It's actually, that's one of the keys of church growth, is walking in the fear of the Lord. And also, Paul also wrote in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, he says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In today's day, the concept of the fear and trembling in connection with God is not a popular concept anymore. The moment you mention fear and trembling, people misunderstand it. Christians don't embrace fear and trembling. Rather, people would embrace things they like, the love of God, long-suffering, the mercy of God, prosperity, amen, and other things. People embrace those things, but they don't embrace the fear of the Lord. But Paul here was challenging the church. He says what? Work out your own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. I believe that the church has gone to the extreme, where before there was the preaching, the popular preaching wasn't about prosperity, it was about what? Hellfire. Amen? So people now have turned against that kind of preaching and have gone the opposite direction, the grace of God. People are now preaching the grace of God. Amen? So much that we've gone so too far away from the truth. Amen? Or from preaching the full gospel. Because people are no longer embracing the fear of the Lord. So as believers, we should know that the fear of the Lord is not seasonal. It's not something that today is fashionable and tomorrow is not. The fear of the Lord is forever. Let's turn to Psalm 19 verse 9. It says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. So, the fear of the Lord is not seasonal. It's not today or this century, there should be the fear of the Lord. And then the other century, there isn't. The fear of the Lord should be what? Consistent. It's something that God himself treasures. Amen. So the church must also what? Treasure the fear of the Lord. And Proverbs chapter 23 verse 17. It says, do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. Amen. Be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. That means that we should be zealous for the fear of the Lord on a daily basis. That means that we should walk in the fear and trembling on a daily basis in everything that we do. Amen? We should have the consciousness of Christ with us. In Matthew chapter 28, Matthew chapter 10 verse 28 says, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both the soul, the body, in hell. And it's only God that can destroy. Yeah, amen? The body and the soul. The Satan cannot do that both. Amen? He can only destroy your body, but he cannot destroy your soul. Amen? God can do both. Amen? So, what is it saying is that as a believer, the only thing that you should fear is Jesus. The only thing that you should fear is God. Do you know that anything and everything that you fear is your God? Amen? Everything that we fear is our God. So, I'm going to define what fear is. Means. The Hebrew word for fear is yara, which is Y-I-R-A-H. And is used in the Old Testament to describe a fear or terror, awesome or terrifying, respect and reverence, pity. The Greek word is phobos. And it is used to describe fear, dread, terror, and terror again. Obviously, terror. So the fear of the Lord is often defined as reverence or awe. Amen? It's reverence. The fear of the Lord is reverence. And the word awe, the meaning is a feeling of a reverential fear mixed with respect. Amen? So it's not the same fear as, I'm going to come to the different type of fears. Amen? So it's mixed with what? Reverential fear. It's a respect type of fear. It's a different type of fear. It's a fear that when you feel like sinning, because you fear God, you don't sin. If somebody does something against you and you feel like retaliating to the person or doing something bad, because of the fear of the Lord, you don't do it. Amen? So as believers, it is very important that we learn to embrace the fear of the Lord. It is very important that we learn to diligently walk on a daily basis, as I read before, the fear of the Lord. Our decision making must be everything to do with the fear of the Lord. Amen? When we are making very important decisions, we must make it based on the fact that we fear God. Amen? Am I ministering to somebody? But even this explanation doesn't go enough, and it doesn't explain the fear of the Lord properly. It doesn't. So what is the fear of the Lord? But before I talk about what the fear of the Lord is, I'm going to talk about what the fear of the Lord is not. The fear of the Lord is not natural fear. So natural fear, for example, is when you're sitting in a car and you're about to have an accident and you have that sharp fear. That is not a fear of the Lord. Amen? That is a different type of fear. The fear of the man is not what we are talking about. Demonic fear is not what we are talking about. Because the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So it's very clear that God is not talking about that type of fear. And John chapter 4 verse 18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." Amen? So we are not talking about demonic fear. We are talking about the fear of the Lord. So what is the fear of the Lord? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. It says the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13, it says, "The fear of the Lord will cause one to hate evil." Now, I used to pray this prayer, and I'm now beginning to realize it's the wrong prayer. That God caused me to hate evil. Amen? It's good, but I'm now beginning to see another revelation. That if you walk in the fear of the Lord, as the Bible says here, you would automatically hate evil. How many of us want to hate evil? Amen? Can you imagine that you have a passion? You're passionate about hating evil. Some of us here have got it, but we need to grow in that. I see that in you. I see that in you. Amen? Amen? So we must grow in what? In developing that. Amen? The fear of the Lord will prolong life. How many of us want to live long? Amen? We all want to live long. Amen? So it's very important that when you walk in the fear of the Lord, you what? You live long. The fear of the Lord, this is Proverbs chapter 14, verse 26.
6 to 27. It says, the fear of the Lord provides strong confidence and is a fountain of life. Amen. The fear of the Lord is what? Fountain of life. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 6. It says, the fear of the Lord prompts one to depart from evil. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 23. It says, the fear of the Lord leads a satisfying life and spares one from much evil. It shows me here that as Christians, if we walk in the fear of the Lord, you wouldn't have to do too much of binding of spirits, isn't it? Because there are certain things when you do, you get protection. And this is what the Lord is saying to us, that if you walk in his fear, Proverbs chapter 19 verse 23, it says, the fear of the Lord leads to a satisfying life. Your life will be satisfying. Amen? And spares you from what? Much evil. Number 7. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 4. The fear of the Lord is the way to riches, honor, and life. Amen? How many of us want riches? Amen? So you don't know how to learn the 7 principles and the 10 principles of being rich. You see, the Bible itself, when we are balanced in scriptures, certain things, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. So you don't have to go and seek the wealth. You seek the king himself. You seek the wealth giver. Amen? You walk in the fear of the Lord, and the Bible says that riches and honor and life will be your portion. Say to the person next to you, riches will be your portion. And the Bible also gives secrets, okay, to people who fear him. Amen? And let me just read that. That is Job chapter 28. No, I think it is Psalm 25 verse 12. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. Now, this one is not the first one, but this one is saying that what? The Lord himself would choose if you fear the Lord, and he would teach you. Amen? Well, when the Lord is teaching you, it's a different ballgame altogether. Amen? That means that there is that divine heavenly connection where God tells you things. You have that relationship with God. God teaches you his secrets. The fear of the Lord is incompatible with sin. So it's very difficult to walk in the fear of the Lord and still have a sinful nature. Amen? Because if you fear God, one man of God said that the only reason why I have not sinned against my wife or slept with another woman is because of the fear of the Lord. And that is very true for a lot of men. Amen? A lot of godly men. So you should be very happy if your husband actually walks in the fear of the Lord. You must encourage him, amen, to walk in the fear of the Lord, because that is the only thing that will prevent me. That means that if he's not walking in the fear of the Lord, it's most likely, yes, when he's presented with an opportunity, he may not be able to withstand. Amen? So we, as believers, need to walk in the fear of the Lord. And even as believers, for marriage couples especially, there's one pastor and his wife who experienced that a lot of arguments. They were always arguing. After service, before service, they were arguing and arguing and arguing. And one day they were arguing. And then they realized that, why should us Christians argue consistently like this? The husband just caught himself. And then they realize that the both of them, they were pastors, you know. So this includes pastors. They realized that they were both not walking in the fear of the Lord. Amen. Because if you're walking in the fear of the Lord, amen, you will not be doing that. Amen? So it is very good as believers. This is Job chapter 28, verse 28. It says, and to a man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. He shares his secrets with they that fear him. Amen? He shares his secret with they that fear him. That's Psalm 25 verse 4. This is, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Can you imagine that? God, that means God has got secrets. And God is looking for people. God is looking for believers to share those secrets with. Say to the person next to you, I am the one that God is going to share his secrets, because I am walking in the fear of the Lord. So what would happen? Excellent. What would happen if you are not walking in the fear of the Lord? What will happen? We will close ourselves to the treasure of God's wisdom and knowledge. You will lack knowledge if you're not walking in the fear of the Lord. You will lack wisdom. It's true. But when you walk in the fear of the Lord, you would, it means that you would have knowledge. You see, that knowledge will mean that you'll be able to dwell with everybody. You have healthy relationships. Do you know that you need a lot of knowledge to deal with people? In fact, not knowledge. You need divine knowledge. There's a difference between natural knowledge and the divine knowledge. Amen. When you have that knowledge, that gift of knowledge, you will be able to what? Deal with anyone and everyone. Amen. And wisdom also means that you will be able to make the right decisions in your life. You will know between right and wrong, when to make the right decision, when to make the wrong decision. Not to make the wrong decision. Because you have wisdom. You have understanding. Amen? And it's very important as believers to learn to walk in the fear of the Lord. So without the fear of the Lord, you will what? Flirt with evil and become corrupt. And it's very easy as a Christian to walk in the fear of the Lord and not even know it. You can be very dedicated in other things, but you may be lacking the fear of the Lord and you don't even know it. And you think you're okay because you're always in church, because you're always doing this in the house of the Lord. You're always, so that can be deceptive. Because we start to contribute, we start to say that our contribution in the house of the Lord, or the money that you give, or traveling, going on missions, and all those things will mean that you're okay. You can have all that and still lacking in the fear of the Lord. You know that? Amen? You can pray 24 hours a day, and if you are lacking this, it's still not going to work. So I'm encouraging us, Genesis, to be a man and women that totally walk in the fear of the Lord. And your life is what? It's likely to be shortened if you're not walking in the fear of the Lord. You will not come to know the love of God that gives us assurance and confidence of our salvation. Have you ever seen the Christians and you see some area they are strong, some area they are weak, some area they are... You see all that? By the time we finish this series, you will be complete. Amen? And this is what I want for myself as well. I am chewing it so that I myself will not become a curse. Amen? Amen? And this includes all pastors who are listening to this message. You can preach to people and you yourself, you're not walking in the fear of the Lord. The people must look at you and see Jesus. Amen? So I need to do a test. I need you guys to test and say, do you see Jesus in your pastor? If you don't see Jesus, come and tell me. I'll repent and start to walk so that you see Jesus in me. The only thing you must see is Jesus, not Andrew. Amen? And that is what I'm aiming for. That people look at me and say, there's something about you. Amen? And that's what people saw. When people saw Jesus, they stopped. They said, hey, this about the Messiah. They recognized that he was different. Amen. So, when you don't have the fear of the Lord, it is very difficult when you fall into sin to repent and come back to the Lord. And you can see somebody comes to the Lord as a new believer. They are zealous for God. They're giving testimonies upon testimonies upon testimonies upon testimonies upon testimonies about what Jesus has done for them. And then the next day you realize they're no longer in the church. They're backsliding. Why? We need to ask ourselves why. And say to ourselves, we don't want to become a Christian that does not have the full blessing of God. Amen? And if you are not walking in the fear of the Lord, you will not be motivated to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It will be very difficult for you to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It will be very, very difficult. But when you have the fear of the Lord, you tremble at his feet. When you sin against the Lord, you would quickly want to restore that relationship again. Whenever I notice my children, one thing about them I love so much is that they're not perfect children. But when I rebuke them and correct them, they seek that is love straight away. They'll come and hug me after I discipline them. After I've disciplined them, you expect them to run away. But they come back and get a hug. They still want that daddy and son relationship that they enjoy so much. Amen? And that is what God wants from us. That even when we sin against God, we are quick to repent. We are quick to come back to him and say, hey, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. Or I'm sorry, Tayo. I'm sorry, Tammy. Regardless of your status in life, regardless of whether you are the pastor or you are a minister, you should be able to say to a little boy that you're sorry. You walk in a spirit of humility. Amen? We as believers need to come to a place where we totally dedicate our lives to the King himself. What is the point if you gain the whole world and lose our soul? There's no point for us to partially serve God. It's no point. We must give everything to the King. And absolutely everything. I had a situation that I had opportunity to humble myself. And even when I humbled myself in that situation, I said to myself, I wish I had humbled myself even more. Because that was an opportunity for me to go forward in life. For God to promote me. And I said, I wish I had worked fully. I passed the test properly. Yes, God said to me, I passed the test. But I said to myself, I wish I passed it even properly. You know, sometimes you go and sit exams. Amen? You go to sit exams and you get your marks and you pass. But you're still dissatisfied of the mark that you got. You wish you had got 100%. That's how I felt. I said, God, I wish I had got 100% in that situation. Amen? It may be a husband and a wife situation. Amen? Sometimes people would have set you. And you have an opportunity to apologize or to restore the relationship. Make sure you do it well. Say to the person, make sure you do it well. Make sure you pass your test. Restore that relationship. Make sure that there is no hatred between you and that person. Amen? Make sure that your heart is pure before God. That anytime you go and you're praying, you know that your heart is always pure before God. And if you want to walk in the spirit, if you want to cast out demons, you have to make sure that there is no barriers between you and God. And the barriers that usually come between us and God is unforgiveness. Amen? It's hatred. Amen? Is walking without compassion for people and all those things. But if you're walking in compassion, you're walking in forgiveness, and you have no things that stumbling block in your heart that is blocking the Holy Spirit from flowing through you, you shall be the channel of healing for people. You shall be the channel of souls being saved. Amen? Wherever you go, people will want to be near you. Amen. You'll be a magnet for souls. You'll be a magnet for businesses. You'll be a magnet for prosperity. You'll be a magnet for hope. You'll bring hope in people's lives. Amen. You'll bring restoration in people's lives. Wherever you go, you take the light with you. Because you have a constant flow with the Holy Spirit. You can be anointed and still go to hell. You know that? It's very, very important as believers to fully walk in the fear of the Lord. I want us to stand. We're going to pray. And if you are here and you recognize this is the first series, that you have not been fully walking or not walking in the fear of the Lord, I want you to repent first. I want you to pray for God to forgive you for not walking in the fear of the Lord. Or you don't see that you're trembling, or you are totally submitted to God. I want you to just ask Him for forgiveness. And then after that, you're going to ask Him for the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I as your servant stand before you today. I ask you to forgive me. As your servant, where I have not walked in the fear of the Lord, where I have not trembled at your feet, today I submit your church and your people before you. I pray that today, as they ask for forgiveness, that the spirit of the fear of the Lord will fill them. That the spirit of the fear of the Lord that was in Jesus, that Jesus walked in, will fill them abundantly. That your people will walk in the fear of the Lord. They will totally walk in the fear of the Lord. Let your spirit touch your people now. If you want it, by faith, just ask God to fill your heart with the fear of the Lord. Yes. Let it rest upon you. Let it rest upon you. Let it rest upon you now. Let the fear of the Lord rest upon you. Let it be activated in your life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, let it activated. Let it be activated, Lord, fully. Fully in the name of Jesus. Fully. Fully in the name of Jesus. Let it be activated fully in their life. In the name of Jesus. Do you want it, auntie? Yes. Yes. The fear of the Lord. Yes. Is the beginning of wisdom. Yes. Is the beginning of wisdom. Is the beginning of that divine relationship. Is the beginning of fruitfulness. Is the beginning of honor. In the name of Jesus, the fear of the Lord shall be your portion. For you shall fear the Lord. For you shall walk in his favor. You shall walk in his power. You shall be fruitful. And you will multiply. Let the fear of the Lord be your portion, finally. Let the fear of the Lord be your portion. Fear him. Fear him. By the power of the living God. Let the spirit of the fear of the Lord be your portion. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be unto you, that you shall fully fear the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of the Lord continue to fill you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, thank you. For you are filling your servants already. Fill them with the fear of the Lord. In abundance. In abundance. In abundance. In the name of Jesus. Let them not lack anything. Let them not lack anything. Let them not lack anything. Let the fear of the Lord fully, fully possess this ones. Yes, now. Yes, I see a glory of the Lord coming upon you now. Yes. May you receive it in abundance. The seven spirits of the Holy Spirit. May you be filled with the seven spirits of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the spirit of counsel over this one. I pray for the spirit of wisdom and knowledge, the spirit of understanding, the fear of the Lord. Yes, my God, I pray the spirit of might over your life. May you receive it in the name of Jesus. So shall it be unto you, that you, even as you are young, shall receive the fear of the Lord, shall walk in the fear of the Lord. Yes, shall be possessed by the fear of the Lord. And may you walk in the seven gifts, the seven spirits of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Yes, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord, the channel of blessings, may you flow through you in the name of Jesus. My God, my God.